On September 10th, I had just started my last year of law school, and I was looking forward to completing it and graduating and going to a career as an attorney, maybe ultimately doing something in public service like prosecuting attorney or even judge.
Then obviously 9/11 happened and it changed your direction. First of all, where were you on 911 and when you learned what was taking place?
That morning, I had an early morning class. It started at 8. It lasted until 9:30, so both towers had been struck while I was in class. We walked out, and we saw hundreds of people crying, hugging, kind of a large commotion, and didn't know what had happened. I learned that America was under attack. I went to our student commons, and I spent most of the day there with my classmates and friends watching as the towers fell, as the Pentagon was hit, as Flight 93 crashed in Pennsylvania.
So what went through your mind as you decided to join the U.S. Army voluntarily as an infantryman to serve your country? Why did you decide that was the best route?
Well, first there was shock that war had come to our shores, and then grief at all the deaths we saw. And then there was a degree of rage, like when your family's attacked, you want to fight back. And that's what I wanted to do for America, to fight back. And I wanted to do that partly and at first because America is my country, and like fighting for your family, you love it because it's your own. But mostly, by the end of the day, I wanted to fight because I love America for its freedom. And that's why we were attacked on 9/11, not for anything we had done, but for who we are. America is the home of freedom and freedom's defender, and I wanted to dedicate my life in service of the country and defending our freedoms.
Did it take the route you thought it would take?
It was so a winding path. I didn't rush out and join right away. I did complete my law school and pay off my loans, but the desire to serve never left. So I did join the Army and become an infantry officer and an Army Ranger. The wars didn't take the route I expected either. We obviously went into Afghanistan shortly after the attacks. We went into Iraq later, and I went to Iraq first and went to Afghanistan after that. So war is never a direct and straight route, but in the end, I think we've been successful in both countries, and we certainly have a lot to be proud of in our accomplishments over the last 10 years.
You indicated you served in Iraq and Afghanistan leading air assaults and daily combat patrols. How many times did you think your life would end?
At first, I didn't appreciate in Iraq the dangers, and if I say at first, I mean in the first few weeks, but very quickly, after my truck had hit roadside bombs, after we had been in firefights, I appreciated the gravity of the situation. So in this war, it's really a constant daily danger because you never know when you're going to turn a corner and hit another bomb or when there's going to be a sniper. And when you have 40 men under your command, you're worried about not only yourself, but even more important, about their lives and accomplishing the mission with them.
On this 10-year anniversary of 9/11, it's obviously an emotional remembrance for a lot of people. What sticks in your throat the most in terms of dealing with the emotions of this anniversary?
I think today is a time to mourn, but also to give thanks and finally to take pride. I mean, we mourn the almost 3,000 victims who lost their lives on 9/11 for no reason other than they were American. But we should take pride in the bravery of the people who lived up to the biblical injunction of John 15:13, that greater love hath no man than this, that he would give his life for his friend. And to watch those New York City firefighters go into towers as people were rushing out of them, or troopers doing the same at the Pentagon, or the heroes of Flight 93 who knew their fate and refused to accept it, is very touching and moving to me, and we should give thanks for them. And we should give thanks for everyone who has defended our freedom since then and paid the ultimate sacrifice. Over 4,400 troopers in Iraq and 1,700 troopers in Afghanistan. But finally, as I said, we should take pride in what we've accomplished. There have been no major attacks on American soil since 9/11, something no one would have predicted 10 years ago. We have routed al-Qaeda worldwide. To be sure, there's still a danger, but they're a shell of their former self. And Osama bin Laden has not only been killed, but he's been humiliated. And finally, we made the world a safer and better place by liberating Afghanistan from the Taliban, toppling Saddam Hussein, and routing al-Qaeda.
Tom, we could spend the rest of the day talking about Afghanistan and Iraq policy. I'm afraid we don't have time for that. Is foreign policy something you want to work on if you were to be elected to Congress in light of the myriad domestic issues that are facing the country?
We certainly have many challenges at home, and a lot of energy and focus is there, but the first and foremost priority of the federal government is always going to be to protect America and to keep America safe. So despite the challenges we have at home, we always have to have that as our number one priority and do what it takes to defend America, and that's going after the terrorists where they are, treating it as a national security matter, not as a law enforcement matter, and always ensuring that our troops have the best equipment that they need to win the battle on the front lines.